we're still in the process of making some roster moves here. We have till tomorrow, I believe, at some point tomorrow to make it all official. So still some moving parts here. You know, tough day for those guys that we're releasing today and tomorrow, but that's part of the process. We have to get down to 53 and start preparing for the Chicago Bears. So I know a big game here tomorrow. Just want to wish Coach Herman and University of Houston good luck. I know both staffs, and they're both great coaching staffs, great teams. So it'll be a good football game here. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Bill, you knew what you were getting with Osweiler, but he, what has he done better than you thought he would do, and what do you want to see him do better once you start playing the Bears?
I mean, that's a tough question because I had, you know, very high expectations for him coming in just based on what I'd seen on tape and, you know, what I knew about him from people that had coached him and played with him and things like that. So, you know, as far as, you know, what has he done better, I would say he's come in here and done exactly what we've asked him to do. And he's worked extremely hard, John. He's put in, I mean, I'm telling you now, this guy's put in 12-hour days. He's spent a lot of time in order to understand our offense, like basically like a coach does, you have to put in a lot of time. And he has certainly done that. He's got a good command of our offense and how to, you know, how to call a play, how to change a play at the line of scrimmage, how to communicate with his teammates. So now as far as what he needs to continue to improve on as we move into the season, now to me the big thing is now we move into a game plan mode. So he's got to continue to basically trust the process of how we get a team prepared, maybe not quite the same as what Coach Fox did in Denver or Coach Kubiak in Denver. So now it's just a matter of, hey, Brock, let's trust the process and make sure that you understand the game plan and kind of see how we do things.
Bill, in terms of procedurally, do you guys feel confident that you would activate J.J. for the first week, that you would not come up game day, but just for that you would get him up on the active roster within the next day?
I think the arrow is pointing towards that, Aaron. I would say that we're headed in the right direction with him. He certainly feels much better, obviously, than he did, let's just say, 2 weeks ago. I don't think we're at the point right now today where we're going to say, you know, hey, we're going to activate him right now. But I know that it looks decent for him to be able to play in the first game.
With what you've seen from your team through the preseason, what would you say is the biggest strength of the team so far?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, I would tell you that maybe this doesn't really get down to the X's and O's of it. I think that this team has good chemistry. I think that this team cares about winning. I think they compete very hard. They do what we ask them to do, meaning, you know, they come to work every single day. It's a very hardworking team. It's a team that really doesn't complain much. They just, hey, what do we need to do today? And I think that's something that I've noticed about this team that I really like.
What do you want to do better now that regular season starts that you didn't do in preseason?
Well, there's a number of things. I think we have to be better on both sides of the ball on third down. I think our return game needs to be better, punt return and kickoff return. I think we need to run the ball better. I think based on the Arizona game, we better be ready to stop the run better than we've done. So there's a number of things we're going to really work on, you know, this week to get better at. There's some things that we're doing well. We're taking the ball away on defense very well. I think for the most part, other than a couple here and there, like last night, we're taking care of the ball better on offense. We're playing really good on our coverage units. We need to keep that going on special teams. So we've got to improve the things that I just said in the beginning of the answer and then keep doing those other things well. I don't really have an update. I know that he's doing better, Mark. I know that he's doing better. I'd be able to give you a better answer on him as relative to the Chicago game probably later in the week.
It looked like Derek Newton was in full pads yesterday, even though he didn't play. How much of a boost is it getting a guy like that back?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's important to have everybody back. You know, all of the guys that have played so much football for us in the past, starters, whatever position they play, it's important to have a you know, as healthy of a roster as you can have, and Derek should be ready to go to practice this week and ready to play in the game.
Kendall Lamb, for getting the reps that he got,
yeah.
How much better did he get? How much confidence do you have in him after watching him in all those games?
Yeah, we have confidence in him. He's a tough guy. He works very hard. He's smart. He really has become a better pass protector. He always was a decent run blocker. He would come off the ball and strike you. Pass protection with guys that are rookies, younger players, it's always a little bit different. You're having to pass protect against guys that are really, really top shelf athletes. So, but I think he's improved in that area. So he's a guy that is a swing tackle for us. You know, you may even see him on the inside sometimes at guard. He does a lot of different things for us, and we've been happy with him.
Have you guys had anyone else in the protocol besides Akeem Dent? Is Akeem Hunt in the protocol too, or is it just Dent?
Akeem Dent.
Just Dent.
Yeah, that I know of, yep.
What did you think of Brandon Whedon last night?
Say that again?
What did you think of Brandon Whedon last night?
Brandon Whedon. I'm sorry. Whedon, I thought he did some nice things. You know, I thought he's got a really good poise about him. Even when he threw the pick six, which was really a very good play by that DB, he threw it a little bit late, but, I mean, he threw it in a pretty good spot, and that guy made a great play on it. And even when he did that, he came over to the sideline, and, you know, he didn't get too down about it. He was able to go back out there and still execute the offense. So I thought he played well. I think he's come a long way on our offense, and he's been a good guy to have around.
Bill, you've complimented Chris Clark in the past.
Yeah.
Been here, and he's done whatever you ask. How has he progressed in moving up in that starting role?
Yeah, we have a lot of respect for Chris Clark. You know, he's a guy that I think is one of the leaders in that room and on our team. You know, he's been around a long time. He does whatever's asked of him. If you ask him to, you know, last week we put him in there at guard, and he said, yeah, whatever you guys think, whatever you need, play a little left guard for us, play a little right guard for us. He's done that in the past. He's just a good pro. He's a very good pro. Got a lot of respect for the guy, and I'm glad he's on our team.
Considering how long Derek Newton's been out, and he hadn't been able to play, what would you expect from him in the first game?
Well, you know, I don't think he can play the whole game. You know, I think that we'll have to see how many snaps as we go through the week, how he does in practice, and then be ready to rotate him, you know, a little bit during the game. But you know, he's the last couple weeks, even though he wasn't out there practicing, he was able to condition, he was able to run. So hopefully he's in pretty good condition, and he's ready to go from that standpoint.
How do you feel about the development of your young receivers, particularly Fuller and Miller, as they're about a week away from the regular season?
I feel good about those guys relative to where they are right now. I mean, I think that the fact that they've been out there every day, you know, they really have not missed practice. I mean, I think Braxton might have missed one or two practices with a sore hamstring, but he's been basically out there every day. Will's been out there every single day. And as long as you're out there every day and you have their work ethic, you're going to get better. You're going to develop. You're going to make your share of mistakes, but you're going to learn from them and get better. And both those guys have done that. So we need them to have a good week of practice, and obviously they'll see a lot of playing time against Chicago.
Are you giving the players off this weekend?
Yes.
And they come back Monday for a regular week?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're going to go Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.